So let's turn to what he says about the metaphysics of chaos. Here's how you can start to think about what he means by that idea, by the metaphysics of chaos. So you have chaos number one, chaos subscript one or chaos one, which is the chaos that precedes the birth of order. Then you have the birth of order or the logos. And finally, you have the dissipation of the logos, which produces chaos number two. But chaos number two is not the true chaos. Chaos number two, the chaos that follows order, is post-order. It's a mixture of contradictory fragments of being without any unity and order, linked among themselves by highly sophisticated post-logical correspondences and conflicts, as Dugin writes on page 205. In the dissipating postmodern world, all the structures of order are degrading, dispersing, and becoming more and more confused. It is the dusk of logos, the end of order. But we are still inside the logical structure rather than outside it, he writes. Now, you could respond to the dissipating postmodern world by proposing a return to the kingdom of logos in philosophy, religion, and everyday life, which could be done spiritually, socially, or technically. This would represent an effort to save the falling logos, the restoration of traditional society, and the eternally new order. So things are going into the post-logos chaos. We're entering into a phase of disorder and confusion. Let's reassert the pre-chaos logos and try to reestablish a sense of order. But the second solution, Dugin writes, is to accept the trends and to follow the direction of confusion, becoming ever more involved in the dissipation of structure, in post-structuralism, and trying to get pleasure out of this comfortable glide into nothingness. That's from page 208. So maybe we restore the old logos, or maybe we just go with the flow, dissipate into chaos number two, and find some pleasure in doing that. To an extent, this is the same dichotomy that we saw before when we were faced with a choice between the postmodern android and the political soldier, or between the confused genderless being and the conservative reassertion of masculinity. And again, Dugin chooses a third path. In this case, that means to try to transcend the borders of logos and to step beyond the crisis of the postmodern world, beyond the limit of the postmodern, beyond the limit of dissipation. You see, not back, but beyond. From the perspective of logos itself, that is not possible to do, since beyond logos is nothing and you can't cross into nothing. There's a border between being and nothing, and logos is and must remain on the side of being, even as it slides toward the unattainable limit of nothingness, like in Zeno's paradoxes. In short, the line between being and nothing cannot be reached, let alone crossed, so we have the problem of transcending the borders of logos. But in fact, for Dugin, this line between being and nothing can be crossed. We have to appeal, though, not to the chaos that follows order, not to post-order chaos, but to the order that precedes it, to pre-order chaos, chaos number one. But why not appeal again to logos? The issue, and you'll remember a discussion along these lines from chapter 6 where he talked about the conservative revolution, is that there was something in logos itself which led to its dissolution. We should not return to that which was the precondition for our current predicament, if it carries within itself the tendency toward this undesirable outcome. Somehow logos itself led to its own dissipation, and therefore just to reestablish logos is like to return to the coughing man, to say to the sick man, we want to go back to when you just had a little bit of a cough. But the whole problem is buried in the heart of logos itself.